That night, after the bus, I came so many times in my little girl bedroom with the pink sheets that I lost count. When I came home, I felt so thoroughly fucked and used, so dirty. I didn't shower. I wanted to smell of sex and sweat and your cum. I felt owned, like I was your girl, your little baby girl. In my mind, I've started to call you Daddy. I feel so dirty and wrong thinking of you that way. But my pussy gets wet whenever I speak your name in my head and picture you using me on the bus. Daddy. As I head over to dance practice after school, in the car with my friend, being driven by her mother, she asks me several times if I'm okay. It's like I'm in another world. I just smile at her and nod. I'm thinking about what will happen after dance practice on the bus with Daddy. I head to the locker room and strip off my clothes to change for dance practice. I peel off my tight blouse and my skin-tight jeans. I take off my bra and slip off my little panties. I stand there for a moment, running my hands over my smooth, naked body, my mind wandering. My friend laughs and pokes me and asks me what I'm doing. I regain my focus, looking at her, and I laugh too. I pull on my thin, tight dance clothes and head out of the locker room. And there you are. I stop, shocked, not sure what to do. There you are, in one of your perfectly tailored suits, talking to the owner of the dance studio as if it's the most natural thing in the world. I stand there, staring at you and mouthing the word, Daddy, Daddy. The studio owner laughs at something you say, and then you catch my eye and smile a sly smile that speaks volumes. I see you, baby girl. I found you. I've been with you ever since I claimed you on the bus by putting my hot, sticky cum deep inside you. I was with you when you snuck back into your house so your parents wouldn't see your slutty clothes. I was with you when you were naked in your bed, with your fingers in your little pussy, between your long, spread legs, imagining Daddy fucking your mouth, your cunt, your ass. My pussy gushes. A wet spot forms on the front of my tights, but I couldn't care less. In this moment, my whole world is held in your gaze. Daddy's gaze. You break eye contact and continue your conversation as though that moment between us never happened. I walk out on the dance floor in a daze to start practice. I can feel the eyes of the other girls staring at where my wet pussy has soaked my pants. I am completely unfazed, not caring at all about their stares. I see you now, standing in the gallery, watching me through the large window. That smile on your face again. That smile that practically strips me naked right there on the floor. I put one long leg up on the bar to stretch. I deliberately position myself so that you can see between my legs as I stretch. I brazenly show you my soaked tights, daring you to maintain your composure. I go through practice in a trance, putting my body on display for you at every opportunity. The practice ends and I head back to the locker room. I linger, taking my time, until all the other girls have left. I wait. I hear the door open, and you enter the room. We are completely alone. I look up at you, feeling an intense desire to please you, to be your good girl. A moan escapes my wet lips. You walk up to me, standing only a few inches away. You look at me with that smile, wordlessly and without dropping your gaze. I strip off my dance clothes and I sit on the bench, naked. A few moments pass, neither of us moving. And then suddenly, I know what to do next. I slip down onto the floor, kneeling in front of you, looking up at you longingly. I say, "Daddy." You press your index finger under my chin, and pressing up, you say, "Chin up, baby girl." Hands behind your back. I instantly obey, and following your order sends an adrenaline rush through my little naked body. "Yes, Daddy." You take something out of your pocket, a thin black choker, and you show it to me. Something clicks in my mind. I've read about and seen in porn videos men putting collars on girls. I always thought it was kinky, but until this moment, I didn't understand how Daddy putting a collar on me would convey his ownership of me and my complete submission to him. This epiphany sends another thrill through my body, and I get even wetter. I move my chin up further, offering my smooth, bare throat to you. I wait. You caress the smooth skin of my face and throat. You run your fingers through my long hair. You reach down and fasten the collar around my neck. I sigh with pleasure. "Yes, Daddy." You say, "Good girl. Now it's time to train you, baby girl." You put your hand on the back of my neck and gently pull me forward until my head is pressed into the ground. You pull my bare ass up into the air and press my hands and arms behind my back. I feel so vulnerable and exposed and slutty. My ass and pussy presented to you like an animal about to be mounted. You say, "This is your fuck slut position, baby girl. Do not move from this position without my permission." "Yes, Daddy." I feel you slip two fingers into my tight, wet cunt. You start to finger fuck me while your thumb moves in little circles on my clit. Oh, I writhe and I moan at your touch. Oh, then I feel you press a finger from your other hand Oh, against the entrance of my ass. Oh, this is unexpected and new and thrilling and a little scary. What's Daddy going to do to my little girl ass? You reach that finger into my pussy, then use the wetness to lubricate my ass. You slowly but surely work your finger into my ass. Oh, the pleasure in my pussy combined with the relentless pleasure in my ass starts to open me up. Oh, I sense what you are about to do. Oh, I hear the rustling as you take out your daddy cock. Oh, I feel you pressing the tip of your cock to the entrance of my ass. Oh, I moan in anticipation. Baby girl, who does your slutty little mouth belong to? My slutty little mouth belongs to you, Daddy. Who does your tight little cunt belong to, baby girl? It belongs to you, Daddy. And baby girl, who does your little virgin asshole belong to? Claim it, Daddy. It belongs to you. Good girl. Grabbing my hips, you work your daddy cock into my ass. My eyes get so big. There is both pain and pleasure, but mostly I can't understand how you're going to be able to get your whole cock into my tiny ass. Oh, I feel so filled up. I feel so ass-fucked, Daddy. Oh, you work it all the way in. Oh, in an incredibly tight fit. You fuck my ass as I obediently hold my fuck slut position, wearing my collar. The collar you gave me. Daddy? Yes, baby girl. Daddy, will you please come in my ass? Yes, baby girl. Daddy is going to fill up your ass with his hot, sticky cum. Thank you, Daddy. You are fucking me faster now. Breathing hard. Feeling the friction inside my incredibly tight ass. Oh, I press back against you. Urging you on. Please. Please, Daddy. Please, come in my little girl ass. Oh, you yell out loud as you explode in my ass. My orgasm catches me by surprise and racks my body in waves. Oh, I have to concentrate to keep from passing out. Oh, you collapse on me. I continue to hold my position until I hear you whisper, "Relax, baby girl." Then we are on the floor, and I'm spooning in your arms. Daddy holds me tight. I'm yours, Daddy. You are mine, baby girl.